This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening together with
Frida Liu
and Audrey Raj.
And today we are talking about the post-COVID-19, should work productivity be measured by hours or output? We have a poll. It's very lopsided at the moment. We'll get to that in just a bit. It is at BFM Radio on Twitter and Instagram, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Let us know, you know, in your office, especially with the, you know, work from home, like just how were you measured, right? And, you know, if some of you would have done your mid-year KPIs, how did that go about? Was it still measured by, oh, you did not report in the WhatsApp group at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning, you reported in later? Do you have to, like, you know, physically, like, you know, type in, say, hey guys, I'm at work now, you know, in brackets, at 8 o'clock, and then you check out at, you know, 5 or 6 o'clock, whatever time it is, or were you just measured by your output? Get in touch with us. And also, like, your dreams, like, how do you think we could move to what would be ideal, whether it's hours or output? Get in touch with us, let us know. 018-789-8899, Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio. We've got a poll, but we want to know a little bit more about from your comments, so get in touch with us. And then, of course, we'll be talking a slightly, I guess, you know, a layer further, which is the 4-day work week. And then we'll end our story with fried chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's
escalating goals. Yeah, escalating goals.
Because if it truly was a 4-day work week, this would be like the start of the weekend. And what better way to start with fried chicken?
Right. Agreed.
Yeah. So that's the linkage.
We're also going to be speaking to Stanley Chi, the co-founder and CEO of Sales Candy, about how he successfully introduced work from home permanently for his company and how he's measuring productivity as well. So he'll be able to tell us, you know, from experience whether we should go with hours or output. That's coming up in just a bit. But okay, let's just talk about this. Okay, so like I mentioned earlier, you know, it's 5 p.m. at the office. You're working fast and you've finished all your tasks for the day.
Sometimes even earlier than 5.
Sometimes even, right? And you want to go home. But none of your colleagues have left yet. And so you stay another hour. Maybe you go to the water cooler and you clean up your desk. And then you surf the web for a bit. You read your emails again. And, you know, so all this so that you don't come off looking like a slacker that left work early, right? So this is an unfortunate reality, a reality for many of us, especially people who work in Silicon Valley, South Korea, Japan, and maybe even in your own office, a reality that efficiency often goes unrewarded in the workplace, right? And this culture has been self-perpetuating because when one team member works longer hours, then they kind of set the bar higher for other colleagues as well. And then, of course, coronavirus happened, the pandemic struck and made these long, crazy hours at the office effectively impossible, right? Offices closed, people began working from home, and many of the engineers, entrepreneurs, product designers who defined this burnout culture had a shift in attitude about work. With no colleagues to compete with and no co-workers to share this burnout culture with, long hours have been replaced by focused productivity. With nobody around, work is really just work, isn't it?
It's just you and work.
Yeah, and people do it because it's necessary and then they move on with their day. Now, while few are ready to admit this, the truth is that the vast majority of people are not working the same hours that they used to. And this, of course, is according to an article that we've picked up from The Entrepreneur. And a large portion are surely not working as many hours as they used to. And in spite of that, or perhaps because of that, 76% of companies have reported that remote work has either helped or it's had no effect on employee productivity. Wow. So it's either gotten better or it's not affected. So in less than 4 months, or how many months of MCO and RMCO are we at
40
right
years?
Now? Yeah, feels like it. The burnout culture that has defined our society and our economy has been kind of like cancelled or upended, right? And while many companies are suffering right now, few seem to be complaining about widespread lack of employee productivity. And right now, a new work-life balance is developing, and they say that this will outlast the epidemic. Offices are reopening. Full-time remote work maybe won't last forever. And human connection will once again be important, you know, as we come back and get more comfortable with that. Because, you know, human connection is important at the end of the day. We're human beings, right? But one lasting effect of this epidemic, of this pandemic, may very well be the newfound realization that output and not hours is what counts in business. And maybe it took this pandemic for us to realize that.
It took this pandemic for us to realize a lot of things, right?
Yeah.
So, and I totally agree, because at the end of the day, it is your output, right? Mm. And everyone could in your organization would be able to see your output. So, in with the different kinds of, you know, we talk about the millennials coming into the workforce. That was a whole shift as well. Then you've got the, you know, mobile workforce, the bring your own devices, and then now with you know Industry 4.0, you've got your automation. Mm. A lot of things you can automate. So chances are you don't need to work, you know, that 8 hours per day, right? Yeah. And if you're forced to still work 8 hours per day, you probably get your work done with half of that time, especially when you've got, you know, automation technology with it. And then what are you going to do in the other half of the time? You know, maybe there is room where you could grow for yourself, right? So even if it's still got to be, you know, the strict 8 hours or 10 hours per day work, maybe still a flexibility for you to pursue your own kind of dreams and stuff.
We were sharing earlier on about how this came about was because of Henry Ford, right?
Yeah.
With the whole industrial age where, you know, you are measured by your physical product, right? And so the longer you're there, you're able to earn a lot more. So it's not about
you get
physical,
to produce more products.
Yeah. Products, right? Yeah. So, I mean,
you're working in the factory.
In the factory, right? Mm. So when you think about even just what we're doing at the radio station, I remember the days when I was working in another radio station where we had to have CDs, right? So a little bit after the 8-track, right? So, but the CDs, and then you actually physically have to change the CDs for the songs, right? So you obviously needed more time to do these things, and now everything is there. So what is the output or the, you know, at the end of the day, is it me moving the CDs or is it me presenting well, right? But you had other considerations then, and time, you needed more time to prep, right? So this is, I should just read, I think this is really important though. This is a WhatsApp that's come through, and maybe that was, this is from 1-800. Not to be nitpicky, but instead of output, we should look at outcome. Employees need to always think about adding some rigor to their work, adding insight and impact that is attractive for business, right? Maybe I'm reading it wrong. Bottom line, most middle management don't really know what they exactly want from their subordinates. This model of work-life balance and productivity work isn't new. Managers in Scandinavia frown if you're in the office after 5 p.m. Right? So, yeah. Good outcome, huh?
Interesting. Well, get in touch with us. Let us know your thoughts. Should work productivity be measured by hours or output? We have a poll running on Instagram and on Twitter. It's at BFM Radio. But you can also feel free to comment and, you know, let us know your thoughts. WhatsApp 0187898899. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Bright, formidable media. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes, and today we're asking you, post-COVID-19, should work productivity be measured by hours or output? Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 0187898899. What do we have on Twitter? Let's look at the poll numbers, because we've been teasing people and saying that it's very lopsided at the moment.
Everyone wants hours. No, not at all. In fact, we've got 95% of our votes going for output and just 4+% for hours.
And Frida has a very good explanation of you know, why it's only at 4.9%.
Yeah, 5% are the managers and the bosses are the bosses, and 95% are the employees.
No, maybe also lawyers, because they usually charge by the hour, right?
Well, so even consultants.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's true. And looking at some of the comments, we've got Mai Sire here who says, it saves an organization a lot of overhead costs, I think, if you measure by output. Benji says, we want results and efficiency nowadays. Many are unproductive and not proactive. Very rare that you can find both. So once again, another one for output.
Interesting. Get in touch with us. Let us know. Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 0187898899. We are talking about, you know, what would you like to be measured in terms of your work productivity, hours or output?
Yeah, so, you know, coming back to that point that Frida made, maybe these are all the managers and bosses. You know, so, you know, we maybe it's the point of view as well. Maybe it's the perspective. Maybe as the boss, you'd want to ensure that your workers are putting in, you know, like maximum amount of hours so that they can get the most work done, but that's not necessarily the case all the time. So we got in touch with Stanley Chi, who is the co-founder and CEO of Sales Candy. And Stanley and his company, they have successfully introduced company-wide remote working. So it's permanent work from home for them. And we thought we'd talk to him about how it's affecting productivity, how they measure productivity, and how the company has made things work. And, you know, maybe Stanley, you know, from a boss or manager's point of view, can also tell us, you know, if he'd prefer hours or output. So Stanley, you know, how did your, let's just start with your attitude towards work from home. How did that change during the MCO, and what made you decide that your team could work permanently from home?
I think the first thing is I think we're quite lucky. first thing in the industry of a tech startup, and most of the work could have been done from home anyway. And we are also lucky in terms of we have actually started doing 2 days work from home per week, even 1 year before the COVID. So I think we were totally prepared. I still remember on that day when they announced the MCO, to us it was actually just a decision. And then after that, the next day, everyone worked from home and there isn't much hiccup from then onwards. Basically, we just changed from 2 days to 5 days work from home. We have a lot of rhythms already running, like daily huddles within all the departments. Each department would have their daily huddle. And then we also have either weekly or bi-weekly departmental meeting up to the department head. And then for the management team, we actually meet every Monday, 11 to 12:30. So I think all the meeting rhythms in place. And during the threshold meeting, the weekly meeting, we actually look at scorecards, which is KPIs, and also ROCs, which is actually not so quantity measurable, but more bigger task-based type of projects.
Now, since all of your staff are now effectively working from home, how do you measure productivity?
Definitely through the scorecards. Scorecards are basically KPIs, just that the framework that we use, EOS framework that we use, they call it scorecard. So we have been using this framework for the last 3-4 quarters, and we keep refining the scorecards, the KPI, to reflect what we really want to look at. What are the leading indicator of the business, and also the which one is lagging and we should fine-tune. Yeah, even though, having said that, for now, because we still haven't rolled out a full scorecard for every individual, so we still actually have this 40 hours or 40 honest hours, since we can't really see when they come in and out. We still have this, we call it a synchronous collaboration. We still expect everyone to be start working at latest 10 every morning. So, and as long as they're churning their 8 hours, they could actually off by 5 or 6 or whenever they churn in the 8 honest hours. But eventually, definitely, we are aiming to move towards a full scorecard base. And because actually, where we put ourselves right now also force us to only march towards that, because we have unlimited annual leave. We have work from home. So the visual monitoring or supervision is totally zero. So this actually forced us to focus laser sharp on productivity. So I think it's a good position to be in, because all this while being in the office, we have a forced sense that we know what's going on. We know whether that guy is working or not. But most of the time, looking at a colleague that is only 10 feet away, he's staring at his screen with his headphone on. I have no idea. I'm as blur as not having him in the office, actually.
Unlimited leave, sorry, that's all I heard. So Sales Candy is using the synchronous model. Maybe you can explain what that is and how it works for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we say work from home or work from anywhere or permanent work remotely, basically they have two elements to work remote. So one of them is actually location and the other one is actually time. So for us, right now, we only have the flexibility of location. So what that means is, as long as you are reachable and doing your job from 10 to, let's say, 6 or 7, depends whether you take a lunch or not. So as long as that time you're reachable and doing your work, that's fine. But if you are not reachable, in fact, we did fire a guy in the Philippines for that. Mm. He was totally not reachable for 3 hours. Mm. And then when we check the log, it's empty. So these are the things that is expected in terms of synchronous collaboration. We expect to be able to just slot in a meeting. As long as I look at your calendar, 10 o'clock is free. I may not even have to check with you. I just invite you to the meeting and I expect you to be there. So this is what we meant by synchronous. But eventually, we may want to reach a flexibility of time and also, flexibility of location and also time. And what that means is, as long as you churn in your product, whatever you need to produce for that week, you can work any hours. It can be in the morning, at night. But this is this will still be on the basis of we are estimating the productivity based on 40 hours input. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. All right. So Stanley, before you go, in your opinion, you know, has the burnout culture perpetuated in places like Silicon Valley, in South Korea, Japan, is that over?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. personally, I don't believe in long hours perpetually, because the issue is with burnout. So probably we could, I could do that for maybe 2 months, 3 months. Yeah. But as it get longer, in terms of let's say we need to have and a lot of time, I think entrepreneurship is a marathon. So how far can I run at this 12 hours per week or 16 hours per week? Personally, I'm not a subscriber of that. I do hope that with work remote and also with better measurement of productivity, this could actually go away. That's why I like to call it the honest hours. That means I expect you to work like on the other end, the loose end is that it's totally flexi. People are not working and nobody know about it. Mm. But that actually has more to do with our measurables and our productive our scorecards and KPI, instead of really clocking him in and out. Because even with the office, with the clocking clock out, he or she could still be doing nothing. So I think it's important to decouple or disassociate this work remote and productivity measurement. Productivity, KPI, measurables, these are a big topic on its own, I think, and it's something that is quite hard to figure out the right KPIs. So for us, we have been dabbling with our scorecards for the last 3-4 quarters. We're getting better and better at looking at what is important and why it's not, and start refining what metrics we are looking at, what numbers, weekly numbers we are aiming at. But I think it's a long journey. And personally, being in a third business now, and the experience of trying to implement a KPI, most of the issue or challenge we face is we need to sink in quite a bit of time and energy to actually get the KPI working. And most of the time, we just figure that, well, it's something important, but it's not urgent enough. There's more firefighting to do, so let's push that aside. And we think that having the office there would be the solution. But as this always been brought up when we talk about work from home, is how you measure productivity. But at the end, I think there are two separate topics altogether.
Mm. Good point there.
Mm. You know, I'm just listening to it, right? It all boils down to trust, right? When you talk about firing that guy in the Philippines, I'm sure this is not the first time. You know what I mean? It's not the first time. And it's being reachable, right? If he had an emergency, he should have told them, I have an emergency, that kind of thing. But he's probably just like, I don't know where you are, right? So that trust that you're contactable, or he's informed a supervisor that I've got something to look to. I think that would have been okay. So I don't think this would be like, oh, you weren't present. It probably would have been a series of things, right? So the heart of it is still trust. Mm.
That was Stanley Chi, the co-founder and the CEO of Sales Candy. It is trust. It comes down to the individuals as well, and it's very difficult, because if you have an organization that it's like, you know, 30 to or even 100 over, right, then how do you find that balance?
For example, if you talk to a salesperson, right, okay, and you know, unlimited leave, right, and they achieve their goal with one phone call, right? So do they need to be present?
So there's also that, and also that point he brought up about decoupling productivity and remote working. You have to turn and look at it very differently. Just because the office is not there doesn't mean that you have to then, you know, be laser focused on productivity. It's also about honing in on your KPIs and making those KPIs personalized and customizable to your job and to the organization and that stage that organization is at, right? You know, and what your goals are. So I think that's an important point as well. Not just to just, you know, flesh out some KPIs every year without looking at the current situation and your working model as well.
Yeah. Get in touch with us. Post COVID-19, should work productivity be measured by hours or output? Get in touch. Twitter, Instagram at BFM Radio, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We'll come back and we'll talk about 4-day work week. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.